listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. We are still in Women's History Month, Joy Seekers, as we highlight and celebrate women who tell our stories. Let us remember even some of the remarkable women who are in our own lives and cherish them. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Isabel Davis with I Will Rejoice, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
This is a simple chorus. It says this. Oh, my soul will bless the Lord, and all that is within me. Oh, my soul.
Every part of Hey now, it's Miss Anita Wilson, and you're listening to Brand New Day.
Yeah.
That was Mary Mary with In the Morning. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Destination transformation is the theme for 2023. Deanne and I want to help you forge ahead to make the necessary shifts and changes to navigate your life in the right direction. Here's Cece Winans with I Am and Yolanda Adams with I'm Gonna Be Ready, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I created the whole universe, greater than anything in heaven and in all the earth. It's my air you breathe, so I'm the one that you should please, and I am the one you need. Why should you be alone? Satisfy you with the thing that I'll give you everything. Yes, you can have it all. I tell the sun to rise, the wind to blow, the rain to fall. I move the mountains and the oceans, rivers great and small. Yes, everything I made, I want to hear them give me praise, and especially you, my children, each and every day. All that you need.
I can, yes, I can. No, it ain't too hard for me.
No, it ain't too hard for me.
Do you know, really know?
Do you know?
Do you really feel it?
Do you really believe?
Every night of your life.
I am here.
I am, I'm all that you need.
All that you need.
I can, yes, I can. No, it ain't too hard for me.
No, it ain't too hard for me.
I am, I am, I'm all that you need.
All that you need.
This is Crystal Clear, and you're listening to A Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Beyond what I You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Joy Seekers, we are so excited to have our special guest this evening. Let's welcome Kanisha Griffin to the Brand New Day family.
Yay.
We're so excited to have you on this evening. So we're just going to go ahead and dive right in. Tell our listening audience a little about yourself and what you do.
Awesome. Well, Emily and Deanne, thank you all so much for inviting me here. I'm super excited. I love your show. And especially that you both are just remarkable women. And I'm just so thankful that I have crossed both of your paths. So thank you for inviting me here. A little bit about me. Wow. So personal-wise, I'm a wife to Cody and mom to 7 kiddos. My oldest kid is 15 and my youngest is 1. So I often tell people I am the house that have the teens and the tots in here. I've got the teenagers with the teenage life thing, and then I have the toddlers with the toddler life, potty training life still. So that is my my great big family, and we all live here in Waco, which is just south of Dallas, and we love it here. Big busy family, so really just trying to. Just trying to balance that family life and professional life and a career, school, and just all of the things my husband and I together. Business-wise, I own Create and Blossom Studios. It's a book writing, book production, and book publicity firm. And so I have been in the book writing industry, the book publishing industry, for about 15 years now. I always date that back to how old my son is. So almost 16, he'll be 16 this year. I was pregnant with him when I took my career as an author seriously. And so I'm sure we'll get a little bit more into that. But that's what I do on a daily basis. I help people create books, share their stories. And ultimately for me, it's about providing hope and inspiration to others through books.
All right. Awesome. So when the pandemic hit, all of us had to do a hard reset, pivot, and shift in some way. What are some things that changed for you personally and professionally?
Absolutely. A lot changed for me personally and professionally, for sure. Definitely the fact that schools immediately turned into more of that home learning. I had four, I think at the time, this was before Zoe, my youngest in school right now is in pre-K 4, but my older four were in school. And so of course, they were very excited about being home and not needing to wake up and like go get dressed and go into class. I had to create a homeschool environment. I was in one of the situations where I was blessed to be able to do that, because I was actually did a soft launch of Create and Blossom right around that time. So I wasn't working for another organization or anything like that, where I had to punch anybody else's clock. I had more control of my own schedule. In fact, I also think I could have been pregnant with CJ, with the youngest. I think that was around the time she's one, so probably it could have been shortly, but around that time, nonetheless, I still had a little one because Maddie was the baby at the time. So managing mom life with two newly toddlers, kind of from baby to toddler, new baby that's coming, and then kids that were homeschooling. So it took a lot to try to navigate that space of just really needing to be there. And then the guidelines and policies for the home-based learning was very different, was a lot more strict. So I really had to make sure that I was very intentional about making sure that they would have success with the school. It definitely took a little bit of an adjustment there.
Yes, I can definitely identify. I am an educator, and so it was definitely a pivot for us, as well as you well know with what you do in the classroom on the collegiate level. Mm-hmm. So
Tell our listening audience, how did you come to the realization it was time for you to, I know that you're still kind of in that parallel entrepreneurship mode. Tell us how you decided that, hey, I need to transition and not only just do corporate, but do my own thing.
Absolutely. So in fact, it's interesting that this question is asked, because shortly after things kind of normalized a little bit more in terms of kids were going back to school now, they didn't need to do any of the home-based learning. I had two that were old enough to be able to go into pre-K. I thought, well, why don't I see if I can get a different position? In fact, I started working at the University of Phoenix. Again, I had worked there years ago before I even started creative writing back in Dallas, actually. Goodness gracious, I know it was in the early 2000s. Can't remember how far that was, but it was a long time ago. It was right before I had my oldest son. And so, but there was another opportunity to work virtually from them. And I thought, oh, great, I can just, you know, go back to working there full time. But within that year, I did meet a lot of wonderful people and had some really good experiences, even like a workshop teaching opportunity to talk about what I also do outside of the University of Phoenix. So I appreciate those kind of opportunities. But my family also just got busier and busier. And so what I'm learning is, as my kids get older, life just gets busier for them. I have a kid who's playing AAU basketball right now. I have another kid who plays football. I'll never forget a couple of maybe last summer. In fact, it was last summer when I looked up and had like four kids in sports. And I was thinking, trying to leave work, make practices, leave work, go to games, leave work. My husband and I tag teaming. And then I also have a sick kid. I have a kiddo that has severe asthma, and he has been hospitalized more times than I can even count in ICU with really bad episodes. And so the last episode that he had, and just in combination of thinking of all of these things, right? Not only do I just have busy schedules for the children, and not only do I have a kid that you just never know when there might be another really bad asthma attack, I had to stand back and say, there needs to be a change and adjustment here for my family. You know, as much as I'm enjoying this, the kind of position that I had started requiring a little bit more than that just really worked for my family. We had to select shifts on different weekends. We had to work later hours, and from my family, with all of them, when my husband came off work, he was just completely stressed out. Like, yeah, no, this something has to give. And if the only thing I can think of is if I really maybe came back to books full time again. Now, I was still running my company part time, so I still had some clients, you know, in between. If you can imagine all of that going on with my family, and I would still have meetings sometimes with new writers, and I was still trying to slowly build, create and blossom up. But I just thought, you know what, no, I definitely prayed a lot about it. And I believe God confirmed numerous times that it was the right decision for me to do. And so that is when I knew. So my very last day at University of Phoenix was December 30th, my daughter's birthday last year. And I started the first of this year on a full-time basis. And since I did, so many amazing things have just happened. I've met incredible new writers, great books.
Okay. So I know you kind of answered what the transition was, but what the inspiration behind Create and Blossom? I know, like you said, a few years ago, you were a publisher and I know you had your name there. What was the inspiration behind Create and Blossom Studios?
I had to really step back and look at what was important to me in this whole process in the publishing industry. What did I enjoy most about what I did back then? And Deanna's referring to, I had another company a long time ago. In fact, after I left the University of Phoenix then in Dallas all those years ago, that's exactly what I did. I came into publishing full time. I got back to something that I loved, which was creative writing. And then a lot of people started asking me questions like, how are you doing this? So I saw the need there and I wanted to help them do what I learned how to do. And so I started teaching workshops and, you know, getting into the public to help a lot of people. They started really turning out to learn more. And then the clientele just built up from there. And then the company was built then. But the inspiration behind Create and Blossom was just really as simple as that. I love to help people create and explore their creativity. I think a lot of people have a lot of creativity inside and they may not know, may not realize that. But it's not until they are encouraged to not be afraid to just try it. So like, you know, kids, I look at my children, right? Kids have such big imaginations. Most of the time they have no fear. They don't have all these other things that have happened in their lives that have like made them nervous and worry about. They just do. My daughter Zoe just goes. And I sit and watch her do it like, honey, if I had half of that in me again, you know, like I know the little Kenesha did, but it's so cool to just see kids just unafraid and just go with the, you know, I don't want to say necessarily go with the wind, but they're just not afraid. They just go carefree. So I believe that we all are created with amazing, wonderful things inside of us. I believe a lot of us have gone through a lot of challenges, and those stories are not only meant for ourselves, but to help other people. And so that's what I essentially love to do, help people create, explore that creativity, and then blossom, right? And then grow and flourish. And so for authors specifically, it's having a great career that they can enjoy as an author. So that's why I do what I do. Yeah.
Awesome. And that kind of flows right into our next question. As we all know, it's Women's History Month. And this year, the theme for Women's History Month is celebrating women who tell our stories. Such a fitting theme, especially for this interview. So with that being said, what type of response have you received so far from individuals with Create and Blossom Studios?
Yeah, I think a lot of women have started to realize that they can tell their stories, that now is a good time for them to do that. Now is the time for them to use their gifts. You know, they're feeling unashamed. I have been seeing a lot of that lately, and not just in the publishing and the writing space, but just as I get out and meet other entrepreneurs and business owners, there's so many people I meet that say, oh, I have this idea about something that I would love to do and I think I'm ready, right? And I just love to see that and nurture that if I can in them and help encourage them with that. I also recently became a mentor. Here in Waco, there's an organization called Christian Women's Job Corps of McLennan County. And I recently had, they were selected to be one of the mentors. And so I met with my first mentee just the other day, and she's a young lady finishing up her GED after just going through some tough things in her life. And it was so wonderful to just sit there and listen and just encourage and support. And I'm like, that is what we need, no matter where we are, you know, in our lives as women, if we could back each other up. I'm sitting there listening to her talk about her tough experiences. And I'm like, you know what? I understand. And, you know, we've all been through tough things, you know, in our lives, but I'm here for you, you know, and you can do this, right? And whatever that goal is, that dream is, you know, you can do it. And so I think, if anything, I'm seeing a lot of that. A lot of women, definitely with books, they're coming out with their stories. They want to do that children's book they've been talking about, and they want to do that, tell their story. They finally feel, and they don't know how to do it, but you know, I'm here to help them be able to do it. So saying a lot of bravery and courage this week.
Yeah. So what advice or encouragement would you offer to aspiring authors?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't be afraid. And even if you're nervous, that's normal. Even if you don't feel like it's a good time, or you feel like there's different challenges that are sort of in your way, I mean, just really to step back, take a real close look, you know, at your life and and decide, you know, if this is something that you really want to do, if this has always been a dream, or if you feel like it's a story burning deep inside that you just know you have to tell. You know, it's so interesting because there's so many people I talk to that say that I've been sitting on this idea for all these years. You know, I started this book all these years ago and I just never did anything. I maybe have a couple of sections, you know, that I typed out, but I don't really have much more than that. You know, if it's something that you know that you started, that you know it's a story that you're supposed to tell, think about the purpose of that and let that really motivate you to move forward. And then it's okay if you don't know what to do. I think too, we think we're supposed to immediately have all the answers like right away. And that because we don't know what to do. We don't know how to ask questions or what questions to ask. But you can, there are other people that do it. There are other people that know, and it's okay to ask. It's okay to not know. So I try to encourage, you know, other people with that when I talk to them. You don't have to come here already with a plan. You know, we can create one together, you know, for you. And that just relieves them. I tell you, they feel like a weight has just been lifted off their shoulders. Like, oh, I don't have to know. You know, no, you don't have. It's okay. We can work through this together. We can find solutions, you know, and you'll have a person to be able to help you to do it. So that's really, you know, my encouragement. Don't feel like you have to know all the answers. And if you're feeling nervous, then that's okay. But think of the purpose behind it and what that's going to mean, whether that's a fiction book or a nonfiction, whatever it is, you know, it's meant for you to tell it. You know, and the people need to hear it.
That is so true, because when we get our writing out, whether it's cathartic for us, it's going to help somebody in some way or some form, no matter what type of writing it is, like you said, fiction or nonfiction, it can help someone in a meaningful way.
That's right.
So having a clear sense of direction for your life and being confident about the future, these are extremely important things. Our show theme for this year is Destination Transformation. So we want you to share with us how you are taking flight in this season of your life.
Oh, absolutely. And that's such a great question. I often talk to my husband, especially, and I always sit down and just sort of dream, maybe, right, a little bit, kind of talk a little bit about what you hope to do, aspire to do in the future. And I can definitely see not only just continuing to expand, I would love to actually have a place, a physical place here where people can come and sit and just really receive the help they need to work on their projects, just working with local artists and, you know, just other business men and women coming together to really help educate more people about book writing, the importance of it, helping other people share their stories and providing support like that, and just really having a wonderful atmosphere where people can just come and create. I have dreamed of that thing for a long, long time. And that's something that I hope to in the future that I aspire to do. But in the meantime, it'll definitely be continuing to share hope and encouragement through what I do. Taking it into the college level, just like, you know, I know you mentioned this is a brand new thing that just started for me. So I'm super excited about that. But my classes on publishing, so educating more people about that and just making people aware that it's available is something that you can do. And I mean, it's there for you. And it's a really fun, incredible, amazing career. So I want to make sure that authors know that. There's so many I talk to that have books and they just aren't sure what to do, how to navigate that space, but it's a continual thing that you can build. And there's so much more that, you know, that comes with it. So some of the things I hope to do.
You know what? It'd be cool if like Chip and Joanna Gaines were listening and they said, hey, we want to start up a partnership with you to create a center since you're here in Waco with us. That would be so cool.
Exactly. Oh yes. Yes. I would love that. I could totally see it. Yeah.
We're gonna pray that into existence.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It is so.
Right. Right. Let it be. Let it be its own masterpiece. So we know you have the beautiful children, the seven beautiful children, but you know, sometimes our legacies extend beyond our babies and into our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, but even to people we've never met before. So with that being said, what do you want your personal legacy to be for your family, for those you've never met? What do you want Kanisha's legacy to be?
Man, I love that question so much because I actually think about that. I do. I think about it initially is with the kids. Of course, it's, you know, I want to leave a great business my kids could run. I would hope that, you know, my kids would, one or two maybe would want to dabble into books and writing. I happen to have a couple of writers in here that's quietly exploring their creativity there. But so I certainly do think of that, but I also do think of what I would love other people to, when you think of my name, what would that mean? And I just really want people to consider that faith and hard work and determination and dedication are so critical. I am so proud and honestly, I think years ago, I probably would not have said so much like proud, but to finally be at the place where I have finished, where I'm finishing something that I started, like my cap and gown came in the mail today. And I literally was like, I have been out of high school for 23 years. And there has been challenge after challenge, situation after situation, trauma after trauma, wonderful things in the midst of all of that, all of the kids and wonderful experiences that are priceless with them, you know, but I worked really hard, to build, to establish a presence in the publishing industry, a voice for many in the publishing space, but also in my own personal goal of finishing this degree. This was a huge sale that was really, really, really hard to do, especially with seven kids. Very hard. I had a moment this morning, just in my closet, where I tell you, tears just came to my eyes. And I was just really like, I thank God that he really gave me the strength and the grace to not give up when it seems like there are so many things that could have made me stop, and that it would have been justifiable too, you know. Like, yeah, too many things, kid after kid after kid after kid after kid, you know, pregnancy after pregnancy, loss after loss, challenge after challenge, you know, and yet this one thing, you know, finally here it is. I would just want people to think of that. Like, she didn't give up, she didn't quit, she pressed. She had faith and trusted in God's gift and ability and to use it for him. And that is what I hope people would remember.
So you're getting your degree and what are you getting your degree in?
Communications, Bachelor of Science in Communication.
Okay. Is this your first degree?
It is. Yep.
Awesome. Now I want our audience to hear this because, you know, some people will allow education to be a hindrance and be like, well, I don't have this and I'm not able to do it because I don't have this. The things that you have accomplished, and you're saying after marriage, after kids, after all of this, here I am and I'm finally getting the degree that I've sought for so many years. And it took me a while to get here, but I'm here. But I did so much before this even came. Yeah. So it's a matter of willpower, even working in the collegiate setting. I mean, I hear people all the time say, well, I don't have, who God has.
Exactly. Yes. God has. Whom he calls, he qualifies.
Exactly. So listen. Yeah,
I have published 8 books already and launched a company successfully where I published hundreds of books before. And then, you know, and I've done the speaking again. I mean, It truly has been God who has done that.
Yes.
Those doors and create those opportunities, you know. And so I certainly had to lean in, you know, on that, on the faith and mm-hmm. his plan, and not be afraid to say yes to the gift that I truly believe he gave me. And so similarly, I think for others, it's the same. Trust mm-hmm. that God has given you something special, and mm-hmm. he will make a way. He will open those doors, create those wonderful opportunities, you know, and you'll flourish and you'll blossom, you know.
Yes. Wow, y'all, that should be encouragement, I'm telling you. Because that, I mean, I'm serious. That, Kanisha, that is very inspirational. I'm serious. Nobody, I hear so many who say what I don't, and to go on in spite of, and congratulations. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. So proud. Yes. So here at Brand New Day, we believe in supporting and encouraging our listening audience to do the same. What special projects do you have on the horizon that you are able to share with us?
Absolutely. So I have a new new children's book that's going to be coming out. I had one released a couple of years ago that was so much fun, but I have one more that is that I'm wrapping up, and also just working with a couple of organizations that work to help in human trafficking. That has been a huge piece of just really been laid upon my heart for some time now. So I've been really blessed to meet incredible people that do tremendous work in this industry. One is actually an attorney who has worked with cases like that. So I'm hoping to just continue to get more involved, and you just never know what that can come out. Already had some really great meetings with different organizations out here in Waco that do really great work to help these trauma survivors and helping them to thrive and to continue to just grow, you know, after going through something so horrific. And so I'm praying about what to do there, you know, in that space, and just, you know, listening to God's guidance there. But that's been on my heart, you know, so that's an area for me that I have interest, you know, at this time. But definitely continuing to grow, expanding my team, have some new team members on board and the intern, and just continuing to grow this baby, you know, however God would allow, and, you know, to just continue to help as many people as I can.
Awesome. Oh, I'm just so excited for all that what God is doing and shall do and will continue to do in your life. Kanisha, thank you so much for joining us. Listen, we want our listeners, if you are out there and you are an aspiring author, or you have something, some ideas and some dreams and some things that you want to get out, what the Bible says in Habakkuk, write the vision, make it plain upon tables so you can read and run with it. So if you need if you need a midwife, you need a coach, you need someone to help you to get that book out, where can listeners reach out to you online as well as social media, Kanisha?
Yeah, so creativeblossomstudios.com is the website. On Instagram at Creative Blossom Studios. And also on Facebook as well, they can search for Create and Blossom Studios as well too. And should see our Facebook page up as well too. But yeah, that's where we are.
Listen, Kanisha, you are officially family now. And there's some things that God gave me definitely for you to do. And we'll definitely talk about that online. But Kanisha Griffin, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Anytime you want to come back to announce any projects or any things that you have coming up, you are more than welcome to come back to Brand New Day and share those things with us so that we can support you, okay?
Yes, thank you so much again for this opportunity. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nothing feels better than to know you. know you, then nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time spent with you. No one but you can love me true. How you love me when you love me and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah. And you mean the world to me. You are my everything. And I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I like it when it's just us talking and you don't hold it against me. That you don't really need me for nothing, but I need you for everything. And when I'm honest with you, telling you my issues, you keep it a pressure every time I kick it with you. It's no games, no games, oh, don't change, don't change. 'Cause you mean the world to me. You are my everything. And I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me.
Bon appetit. I'm Chef Cassandra, and you're with me on a brand new day with Emily Blue.
That was Corin Hawthorne with Speak to Me. And you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. We want to thank Kenesha Griffin again for joining us on this evening. Listen, joy seekers, if you are an aspiring author and you need a literary coach, or perhaps you need assistance with book production or book publicity, reach out to her through her business, Create and Blossom Studios. Kenesha is absolutely amazing, and I'm speaking from firsthand experience. I have some projects that I'm working on, and I look forward to sharing those with you very soon. As we move on into 2023, let's make sure that we enjoy the course of our journeys and we learn the lessons that along the way that unfold. But we can't do anything without prayer. Here's Doe with When I Pray, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Shoulders and it's getting too heavy for me. And y'all know I ain't no Hercules. Life moves on, stuff breaks down, people fall off. Gotta find a way to get over. Gotta find a way to get through, break through, heal you. Struggles they last, and as time passes, it's been one thing after the other.
looking forward and I see a fork in the road. Hell if I know which way to go. I feel so alone, life is so, so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech. I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something happened when I pray.
This is Coach A from Wise Money Mindset, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
When you say it, it's already done. When you step in, the battle's won. There is no question or need to worry. It's already finished. When you start moving, everything changes. When you come through, nothing stays the same. There is no doubting or need to run. It's already finished, yeah. I put my hope in you. If you touch it, it's a finished word. When you're healing, it's a finished word, yeah. Oh Lord, before it all starts. Why I'll trust you, Lord, now and forever. It's already finished, yeah. And I put my hope in you. I put my hope in you. If you touch it, it's a finished word. When you heal, it's a
Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Bloom.
That was Tamela Mann featuring Todd Dulaney with Finished Work. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, joy seekers, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, check out We Talk Radio's website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are taking flight in 2023. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you that when we pray that you hear us, God. And so, God, we come to you not out of selfishness, but selflessness. God, all we want is more of you. We want the desires that you have for us. So put in the desires that you would have for us to bring out into the earth, to birth into the earth realm, God. God, we ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. God, as we enter this new season of spring, oh God, let everything that you want to spring forth, oh God, in us and through us, oh God. God, let us blossom, let us flourish, let us bloom in this season, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping us covered. We thank you, Lord God, that sickness and disease is not our portion and that, God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for manifesting healing in every area of our lives, oh God. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for making the rough places smooth and the crooked places straight. We ask you, oh God, in Jesus' name, just to continue to speak to our hearts and our minds. Give us strategy, give us innovation and ingenuity and strength for the journey as you take us through this destination of transformation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with a thought-provoking quote from Dr. Dorothy Height. Greatness is not measured by what a man or a woman accomplishes, but by the opposition he or she has overcome to reach his goals. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Here is Donna Lawrence and company with Back to Eden.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's beautiful, a life that's full, a life that's rich and plentiful. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We're redeemed, a new one's soul.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody, I say. Okay, tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family's blessed. Finances blessed.
Our finance is blessed.
Our mind and spirit.
Our mind and spirit.
And our body's blessed.
And our body's blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
And we fell. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Sing it.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
now, right
Eden.
Here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
And live
on top of the world.